Welcome to the PC Speaking Podcast series, Through the Bible in a Year, where we come together for daily reading and reflection as we journey through the scriptures. Let's dive into today's episode with Pastor Chris Miller. January, faithful in the storm.
Hello and welcome back to day number 88 of the PC Speaking Podcast program, Through the Bible in a Year. Today our reading is from Deuteronomy chapters 8 and 9. These passages that we read today, they underscore the importance of remembering God's guidance and provision, caution against forgetfulness of those things during times of prosperity, while also highlighting Israel's disobedience and God's mercy. Certainly something to remember there during times of prosperity. We don't want to forget God. Deuteronomy 8 emphasizes the importance of remembering God's guidance and provision during the Israelites' wilderness journey, cautions against forgetting God, like we said, in times of prosperity. Over to Deuteronomy chapter 9. Recounts Israel's rebellious acts, including the incident of the golden calf. And despite their disobedience, God displays mercy and reaffirms his covenant with Israel. Now, let's go to our reading for today, and then we'll come back here and wrap up with a few thoughts and meditations for the day. Over to Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 1 says, "You shall observe to do all the commands which I command you today, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord you swore to your fathers. You shall remember all the way which the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you to test you, to know what was in your heart, whether you should keep his commandments or not. He humbled you, allowed you to be hungry, and fed you with manna, which you didn't know, neither did your fathers know, that he might teach you that man does not live by bread alone only, but man lives by every word that proceeds out of the Lord's mouth. Your clothing didn't grow old on you, neither did your foot swell these 40 years. You shall consider in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, so the Lord your God disciplines you. You shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God to walk in his ways and to fear him. For the Lord your God brings you into a good land, a land of brooks, of water, of springs, and underground water flowing into valleys and hills. A land of wheat, barley, vines, fig trees, and pomegranates. A land of olive trees and honey. A land in which you shall eat without scarcity. You shall not lack anything in it. A land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills you may dig copper. You shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you. Beware lest you forget the Lord your God in not keeping his commandments, his ordinances, and his statutes, which I command you today, lest when you have eaten and are full and have built fine houses, lived in them. And when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold is multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart might be lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of the house of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, who led you through the great and terrible wilderness with venomous snakes and scorpions and thirsty ground where there was no water, who poured water for you out of the rock of flint, who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers didn't know, that he might humble you and that he might prove you to do you good at your latter end. Unless you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth, but you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, as it is today. It shall be, if you shall forget the Lord your God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, and testify against you today, that you shall surely perish. As the nations that the Lord makes to perish before you, so you shall perish, because you wouldn't listen to the Lord your God's voice." Deuteronomy chapter 9. "Hear, Israel, you are to pass over the Jordan today, to go in to dispossess nations greater and mightier than yourself, cities great and fortified up to the sky, a people great and tall, the sons of Anakim, who you know and of whom you have heard say, who can stand before the sons of Anak. Know therefore today that the Lord your God is he who goes over before you as a devouring fire. He will destroy them and he will bring them down before you. You shall drive them out and make them perish quickly, as the Lord has spoken to you. Don't say in your heart, after the Lord your God has thrust them out before you, for my righteousness the Lord has brought me in to possess this land, because the Lord drives them out before you, because of the wickedness of these nations, not for your righteousness or for the uprightness of your heart do you go in to possess their land, but for the wickedness of these nations, the Lord your God does drive them out from before you, and that he may establish the word which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Know, therefore, that the Lord your God doesn't give you this good land to possess for your righteousness, for you are a stiff-necked people. Remember, and don't forget, how you provoked the Lord your God to wrath in the wilderness from the day that you left the land of Egypt until you came to this place. You have been rebellious and against the Lord. Also in Horeb, you provoked the Lord to wrath, and the Lord was angry with you to destroy him. When I had gone up onto the mountain to receive the stone tablets, even the tablets of the covenant which the Lord made with you, then I stayed on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. I neither ate bread nor drank water. The Lord delivered to me the two stone tablets written with God's finger. On them were all the words which the Lord God, which the Lord spoke with you on the mountain out of the middle of the fire in the day of the assembly. It came to pass at the end of 40 days and 40 nights that the Lord gave me the two stone tablets, even the tablets of the covenant. The Lord said to me, arise, get down quickly from here, for your people whom you have brought up out of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They have quickly turned away from the way that which I commanded them. They have made molten images for themselves. Furthermore, the Lord spoke to me, saying, I have seen these people and beheld they are a stiff-necked people. Leave me alone that I may destroy them and blot out their name from under the sky, and I will make of you a nation mightier and greater than they. So I turned and came down from the mountain, and the mountain was burning with fire. The two tablets of the covenant were in my two hands. I looked, and behold, you had sinned against the Lord your God. You had made yourselves a molded calf. You had quickly turned away from the way which the Lord had commanded you. I took hold of the two tablets and threw them out of my hands and broke them before your eyes. I fell down before the Lord as at the first 40 days and 40 nights. I neither ate bread nor drank water because of all your sin which you sinned in doing that which was evil in the Lord's sight to provoke him to anger. For I was afraid of the anger and hot displeasure with which the Lord was angry against you to destroy you. But the Lord listened to me that time also. The Lord was angry enough with Aaron to destroy him. I prayed for Aaron also at the same time. I took your sin, the calf which you had made, and burnt it with fire and crushed it, grinding it very small until it was fine as dust. I threw its dust into the brook that descended out of the mountain at Tabrah at Manasseh and at Kibroth Hattaavah. You provoked the Lord to wrath. When the Lord sent you from Kadesh Barnea, saying, go up and possess the land which I have given you, you rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God, and you didn't believe him or listen to his voice. You have been rebellious against the Lord from the day that I knew you. So I fell down before the Lord 40 days and 40 nights that I fell down, because the Lord had said he would destroy you. I prayed to the Lord and said, Lord God, don't destroy your people and your inheritance that you have redeemed through your greatness that you have brought out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Remember your servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Don't look at the stubbornness of this people, nor at the wickedness, nor at their sin, lest the land you brought us out from say, because the Lord was not able to bring them into the land which he promised them, because he hated them, he has brought them out to kill them in the wilderness. Yet they are your people and your inheritance, which you brought out by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Well, there's our reading for today. Let's finish up with a couple of thoughts. Reflect on God's faithfulness during difficult times in your own life. Have prosperous times ever caused you to drift away from the Lord? And how does remembering his provision during challenges impact your trust in him during prosperous times? And how often do you intentionally reflect on God's past provisions and guidance in your life? Think of an instance in the past when God has brought you through a difficult situation. And consider ways to intentionally remember and acknowledge God's care and guidance, both in challenging times and in prosperous times. Sometimes we need to do that more when things are going well than we do when things are going bad. You know, said bad times often lead us to turn to God, and prosperous times can, if we're not careful, they can cause us to turn away from God. Well, that's our reading for today, and I look forward to speaking with you again tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us today on the PC Speaking Podcast. Tune in tomorrow for another episode of Through the Bible in a Year. If you have found this helpful, please follow the podcast and share it with a friend. It is our hope and prayer that every episode helps enrich your relationship with God and His Word.